This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Etopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Jasper Singh, who's the CEO of Pronto Networks, based in Pleasanton, California. Welcome to Etopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell our first-time listeners a little bit about Pronto Networks, what it does, what its mission is, the kind of technology it employs, and the functions it serves in the ecology of broadband communications.
Sure. Pronto Networks is a leading supplier of wireless network OSS, which is a product and solution used by number of cities within this country and globally as well.
OSS stands for?
Operation Support System.
Okay.
So the primary purpose of this is that if you have a pretty large network running any kind of wireless technology, you need to secure that network. You need to provide complete operations management of the network. And you also need to guarantee service level for different people on that network. So Pronto's OSS essentially provides all those activities for an operator which is running broadband wireless network for any city.
Okay, what kind of companies do you work with, and how widely employed is your technology?
Well, in terms of cities, if you want to take a look at the cities within the United States, we are in close to about 18 cities right now, which is the lion's share of all the deployed cities in this country. We deploy this with the help of system integrators like Northrop Grumman or, operators like MCI, AT&T. So we ourselves are not operator. We offer the solution either as a hosted solution or we license the software for other operators to deploy within those cities.
Okay. Now, in that context, tell us about the agreement that Pronto Networks has just reached with Intel, and in particular, Intel's Digital Communities Initiative.
Well, Intel and Pronto has multi-level relationships. Let me just start with a little bit background, and then I can tell more about digital cities in particular. Well, Intel, number one, is invested in my company. So they have been investors over 3-plus years now.
Okay.
And a very solid supporter of the company. One of my board member, former FCC chairman Reed Hunt, is also on the board of directors of Intel Corporation, even though he does not represent Intel on my company. Let me be clear on that.
Right.
Like an independent capacity as a board member.
That's the Reed Hunt who was largely responsible for the Telecommunications Reform Act of 1996.
Absolutely. And I get a lot of guidance from him in terms of how the cities are going to benefit from broadband wireless, etc. Finally, I think Intel is very relevant with our relationship because Intel has always been a catalyst for adoption of wireless technologies. If you look back a couple of years back, you remember that Wi-Fi, which was more of boutique technology for offices and places like that.
Right.
Intel came out with the Centrino branding, and that suddenly opened up door for a lot more widespread deployment of Wi-Fi technology.
Right.
So they have been a catalyst in that. Since then, they have moved on to be a major force behind WiMAX technology, which is again Wi-Fi-like but on a bigger range, which essentially will be deployed in a lot of these cities we are talking about.
Is Pronto's OSS ready or will be ready to manage WiMAX and mixed WiMAX Wi-Fi networks as well?
Absolutely, and not only that, we are a very active member of WiMAX Forum, which actually drives the adoption as well as the standards within WiMAX technology. In the application working group and network working group, we are pretty active participant in that.
Right.
And we sort of help shape how all these applications will come together in a combined WiMAX and Wi-Fi scenario.
Right.
Now, in terms of Digital Communities Initiative, obviously, Intel is again working as a catalyst to bring multiple ecosystem partners together in that. And we are obviously one of those ecosystem partners. And we believe that besides ourselves, there are a lot of hardware technology partners that are required to make it successful. They range anywhere from the mesh networking vendors to, WiMAX vendors, etc.
Right.
And then we have other partners who bring different value-added applications to the network, people who provide applications like automated meter reading, which is anchor application in one of the digital communities, Corpus Christi. Applications more related to the public safety side of the world, which is probably video surveillance offering solution for first responders within the city. So we work with a lot of those companies, and we also bring some applications ourselves together. What we are doing with Intel is that we are working in some sort of like a consortium sort of a format where, wherever there is a need for deploying a mixed-use network. When I say mixed-use network, this is a network that helps public safety agencies to utilize the network to be more effective in the city, as well as the residents to be able to get on the internet and get high-speed internet access both at their home, in their offices, and anywhere in the public areas.
So these mixed-use networks essentially involve public access by individual businesses and users, and more restricted use by the public agencies that need to have their communications secured at and separated from the use by individual businesses and end users.
You're absolutely right, and that obviously throws certain challenges that we address and do a good job at that. For example, if you have a common network and you want to share that between different agencies, and you want to make sure that when police or fire or building inspection people or whichever public safety official try to leverage the network for their use, at that time, they should get the best user experience because they should not be compromised in terms of the bandwidth required.
So, in fact, in addition to security, it prioritizes the use by public agencies.
You are absolutely right on that.
Okay.
Yeah, especially in case of emergency situations.
Right.
For example, a lot of we all know about what's going on in New Orleans and situations like that. At times, you really need to give special treatment, special privileges to the public safety agencies to deal with the situation.
But on the other hand, during normal operational times, you want to be able to let the public use whatever excess capacity there is on the network.
Well, I will also go one step further that, we generally think of network in basically in three segment groups. One is the public safety that we talked about. Second is the normal residents who are simply browsing and checking their emails and using voice over IP and so on and so forth. And the third group, which is not too much talked about, this is about telemetry applications, if you have energy meters and parking meters and, some kind of a security-related, telemetry applications running on the network.
Or cameras monitoring traffic flow.
Yeah, and you always want to maintain a certain amount of bandwidth for them. It does not vary from time to time because each of those applications require very well-defined sort of a bandwidth.
Right.
So you want to guarantee that even in case of emergency, you do not affect the telemetry applications. But
right.
You can take bandwidth away from the casual user who's simply browsing or something.
And in fact, one advantage that occurs to me as we're talking about the telemetry and public agencies and the general public is that if you have an integrated network with a tiered and prioritized and secured sectors within it, that means you can then build out that network as powerfully as you want, and it would tend to benefit all three of these uses at the same time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Pronto is in absolute position to help cities in especially the digital communities that Intel is powering to provide that capability within the cities. All you do is you add your favorite radio antenna vendor on top of that. So if you want to use a combination of WiMAX and Mesh, you add on top of that. And you are basically in business.
Okay. Say a little bit more about the consortium and how it works and what it offers the cities it's already in place in, of which you can name a few if you want, and what it offers to additional cities that aren't yet taking advantage of it, and what Intel's plans for broadening its scope might be.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty much loose consortium, maybe too strong a word for this, but again, it's like a loose arrangement between various entities, a common thread being Intel in that, which means that, so many times cities don't know enough about what has been done in other areas. So Intel helps bring all these different, applications together and educates different folks within new cities.
So it's like an information clearinghouse and an educational source.
That would be fair bet. And then again, at the time when the city is making a decision, they can broker relevant introductions and they can help cities understand that what kind of applications are available for their city.
Okay. And again, we've been sort of talking about it with a lot of emphasis on public safety. What are the advantages for a city to move forward through this consortium or even by itself to implement ubiquitous universal wireless applications through this kind of network?
Well, I can primarily talk about my company and our product, how we help in that area.
Okay, do that.
And basically, at the high level, I think it is a very low cost of building a citywide network. You know, the competing technologies are much more expensive to deploy, and this one is pretty easy to deploy, low cost at the same time. You know, it's easily reconfigurable, meaning that in case of emergency changes and all, it sort of self-reconfigures itself. So I think the low cost is definitely a very important aspect of it. Now,
and essentially the speed with which it can be implemented.
That is correct. And finally, you know, just looking from Bronto's point of view, you know, in case of emergency, you want the city officials to be able to you know, inform a group of people rather immediately.
Right.
So the system helps alerting a group of people very, very quickly. System also helps the residents to know that there is a nature of emergency in the city. I take a very simple example, not very life-threatening emergency like New Orleans, but think about cases like Amber Alert. If the city residents were able to know that there is Amber Alert happening in the city, they will be able to take corrective actions and do whatever necessary things on the network.
And the point being, with a broadband network, video can be sent out through it, as well as just a text information.
You are absolutely right. You can get right to the scene of the incidents without having to physically drive over there and look at what's going on over there.
Say a little bit more about that. Now, as gasoline sort of skips by the $3 level and starts heading up to $4,
yeah.
I saw something yesterday that said $6 on
it. Oh,
boy. What's the value and significance of implementing a broadband wireless networks in cities as a substitute for moving people around through through roads in cars burning oil that's less and less available?
Well, in so many cases, you know, you always have to dispatch one or more and many vehicles to the site of the incidents. And so many times you go there and figure out that, well, this could have been known if we could remotely look at that situation. And so basically you are saving at least a little bit on that.
What about remote commuting? Here in Los Angeles, millions of people drive from the San Fernando Valley into the onto the other side of the Santa Monica Mountains, and then they drive back at the end of the day. To what extent do you think that a more ubiquitous wireless networks could eliminate or reduce the need for that with the countless millions of gallons of petroleum products and time and pollution that all that generates now?
Well, any broadband technology is able to help in that area. So you could be using a DSL or cable, anything else.
Right.
So that really does not matter. What broadband wireless gives you, it also gives you, coverage outside your home. So you could be going to a nearby coffee shop or wherever is your favorite park or whatever. You could be functional sitting over there as well.
Okay.
So it gives you more ability to, access network from multiple places.
So do you essentially see the landscape in the next few years taking shape where fiber optic, DSL, cable modems will provide sort of fixed broadband access while the networks that Pronto supports will allow more mobile access?
I see a converged scenario where the other technologies that you talked about, combination of fiber optics and other technology, fixed line technologies, will complement broadband wireless. So some of that will be used for powering backhaul into the wireless networks.
Right.
Some of them will provide connectivity when you are at the home, and some others will provide when you're out and about. So
okay.
It's a kind of combination of all.
Okay. Well, one last question I'd like you to address is that of government intervention or regulation or encouragement. There are bills now pending in the U.S. Congress that would either vindicate and authorize and prohibit states from prohibiting municipalities from offering broadband Wi-Fi, other bills that would reform the whole telecommunications regime. What's Pronto Network's take on all that? What would you like to see? Are you getting involved in any lobbying or other organizing efforts to see that policies that you prefer are implemented?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, whoever does it, we have to keep in mind the notion of digital divide, you know, availability of the internet technologies is like a necessity in today's world, and therefore, I totally support anything that provides coverage in communities. Now, I also believe that whatever model comes about has to have legs. So I think a private-public partnership is the right way to go, whereby private companies come together with the municipalities and cities and build out the network for them, operate the network for them, and give access to all the public safety agencies. So I think that is going to happen sooner or later. So a very good partnership between cities and private sector is necessary. Pronto obviously will offer capabilities to these networks, either it is a public sector or is it private-public partnership.
Okay, good. I want to thank you very much for talking to us today on Etopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. I hope we can talk some more in the future as the technology evolves and is implemented and deployed even more widely than it is today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.